This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At Bismarck State College today with What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, folks. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. 1090 KTGO, KLTC, and Dickinson, too. We got you covered all across North Dakota and the Northern Plains, and we appreciate you listening very much. Put it in your speed dial. Want to hear from you. The show is called What's On Your Mind for a Reason. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can also text us, Todd, at 701-226-8503. Put that right there on your favorites as well. But What's On Your Mind, guys? 701-226-8503. Or me at 701-367-2054. Love hearing from you. Email's always welcome. And that, of course, is studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So, Todd, good morning. How are you?
Wet.
Yes, it is.
It's like Seattle here.
I drove Fargo to Bismarck early this morning. Left Fargo about five bells, and I got to, I want to say, Valley City, I guess, between Valley City and Jamestown, and a little sprinkle, and the closer I got to Bismarck, it was just flat-out rain.
Nice little rinse there, spring rinse here.
Exactly right.
Toward spring and summer, so we could use a good rinse.
That's right.
As it doesn't freeze and we have to skate on it, that's fine.
Little technical issue here with our connection, too, at Bismarck State College. I don't have my stack or my slack, which means not much to anybody other than Todd and Manny. You'll need to tell me.
You too could become a host of What's On Your Mind. We'll teach you.
Meaning you need to forward your text to me, I guess, Todd, for now.
All right. We'll do that.
And then Manny, just let me know when some folks are raring to talk. So here's a lot going on. First of all, in Congress, I spent a good chunk of that drive out here getting intel on what's happening in Washington, D.C., and there's a significant amount of work going on, as you all know, related to the health care situation. So here's what I believe is going to happen. I think that they are going to have the votes to pass the first tranche of the repeal and the replacement. And that there will be a second. They passed some things actually in the third phase yesterday, but there's a second and a third phase and things that are going on that, you know, this is going to be really messy. And you're going to wonder a few times, we really want this, but I think in the end, they've got the right idea with the big package. I really believe they do. And I think they have the votes for the big vote today, mostly out of the fact that, you know what, there really isn't a plan B. In other words, if the bill does not pass, It's a pretty significant blow. It's the first major piece of legislation that Paul Ryan, his speaker, has put out. That Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and Donald Trump have worked on together. And, of course, the president himself very invested. That's what most presidents don't go to the level that Donald Trump did to get votes because they're afraid of what happens if we don't get the votes. And then we'll look like he didn't care. He just did it. I think he'll get them because I think most people realize he needs to win this, really needs to win this. Not everybody's going to like everything in it. And they're going to say it needs work here and there and a little dabble do you there. And, you know, they'll work on it. But it is I believe, going to be a vote that will happen. Yesterday we had the House Intelligence Committee chairman come out and say, look, I've seen some things related to Trump transition officials being surveilled and names being unmasked, and this isn't good. And, of course, rather than say, maybe Donald Trump had a point, what's most of Washington doing? Why did he not tell the Democratic ranking member, which no person in the real general public said anywhere? Like, oh, my gosh, who cares? Talk about the swamp. It's really unbelievable. And then, obviously, the attack in London as well, which is, again, obviously an ISIS attack, obviously Islamic terrorism, reminding the free world, what we're up against here. So a few things in the headline we'll weave in. Most of our day-to-day is going to be spent talking about an industry that is just absolutely taking off, certainly in North Dakota. And we are at the Economic Development, actually the Department of Commerce. But the Department of Commerce has a division that is working with the UAS industry. And so they are putting on an event here under the Economic Development and Finance Wing of the Department of Commerce related to UAS, Unmanned Aerial Systems. Okay? And you've heard us talk on this program before about companies like General Atomics, companies like Northrop Grumman, and others expressing interest. Well, we have another to add to that list, and that's Harris. And so we're going to talk with them in just a moment, tell you about why Harris is here. Harris Corporation is a big company, and we'll find out why they're interested in North Dakota and what their technology will bring. And then we also will chat with North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford. He has been very interested in this throughout the entire campaign, and so we'll get an update from him. We'll talk with the head of the Northern Plains UAS test site. That's what attracts companies like Harris to come here, that there is this test site here, and to have the space it does. Tommy Canville is our go-to guy on everything related to unmanned applications, and he'll be checking in throughout the show as well. Tommy, a regular of ours when we talk UAS on the program. So, and then we'll wrap up with Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky Development. They have this Grand Sky Park where, again, in addition to the UAS test site, you have an innovative idea on space on at the Grand Forks Air Force Base that is being utilized. So we're going to learn a little bit about this as we go throughout the day. Questions or comments on anything, welcome. Remember, when you call, you press 1 to leave a message, so do that on any topic. Something he wants to track down, story we're not talking about, a comment on anything, it's always welcome. Questions on the UAS stuff, 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave a message, and then press 2 to chat with us live on the air. George Kirov is here. George is Vice President and General Manager for Harris Corporation. And nice to meet you, first of all, George. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you.
How many trips to North Dakota for you so far?
Well, about half a dozen.
All right.
This year. The last 12 months.
Getting better all the time.
Getting better all the time.
Coming more and more. Tell me about Harris Corporation. Tell our listeners about Harris Corporation. What do you do?
Yes, Harris is a technology company. We provide communication solutions that we used to say inform, connect, and protect our customers. For example, these are radios and communication technologies for soldiers in the front line, or communication technologies for police and firefighters, other emergency response, kind of the walkie-talkies you see them holding. Actually, these are very serious radios. Or radio communication solutions for the Federal Aviation Administration. All these networks in the background that make aviation safe and possible. We provide these technologies. And our customers, we call them critical, mission-critical customers, like government agencies or safety agencies and so forth. And we're a large technology company that does that.
Yeah, so Harris is a gold standard brand in the space that George is describing. Why North Dakota?
Well, it's an easy answer, actually. It took us a while to figure it out, but North Dakota is a particularly good place to innovate and do business, and for a few reasons, if I may list some of them. As you just you said, Scott, here we have located in the eastern part of the state the U.S. test site. The Federal Aviation Administration has designated now 7 sites. They have a very special regime, a very special regulation that allows them to do absolutely cutting-edge advanced research, and nowhere else in the country. So as we looked across the whole country, we chose North Dakota because of the depth of talent, the researchers they have that. The University of North Dakota is there, of course, hosting the test site. That gives us even more access to cutting-edge research, as well as NDSU. In the general background, you also see a state administration in particular that is very pro-business. I mean, these folks are laser-focused on growth and jobs and bringing technologies, bringing investments to North Dakota. And last but not least, in our experience here, we've met with tremendous support across the complete representative delegation. People who get business, who are very focused, again, on bringing business and growth in North Dakota. When you put all these together, plus being wonderful people just to work with, it was an easy choice to focus and really partner, bring our talents, research, technologies to North Dakota.
It's fun to hear that, honestly, to know that we have that kind of environment, because I don't know that North Dakotans sort of think about it day to day, about, you know, companies locating here or having that kind of an environment. But knowing we have that kind of environment, knowing a company the size and scope of Harris recognizes that, you can say with confidence when you put your head on the pillow at night, we're going to be okay. You know, there's a future ahead of some great innovation and great technology, because that'll just attract more and more companies and more development and investment, right?
Absolutely. And you're seeing it. And we had a short speech today by the Lieutenant Governor, and he elaborated some of the great successes. Actually, North Dakota looms quite large in the world of aviation. There's a very proud history of being a leader in aviation, and now in kind of the next generation of aviation technology revolution, which is UAS or UAV, unmanned aerial vehicles. Again, very proactive, very the very edge of research and thinking and business growth. So North Dakota really punches above their weight in that sense.
I want to ask you a question from a listener. We're going to take a short break, come back. We'll finish our conversation with George and also just talk a little bit about the technology that they bring. And some calls waiting, some other questions coming in. Get to you as well. And then a little later on, Front Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, will repeat some of the things he told the group here. As the keynote, we'll talk with him about the legislative session and a few other things as well. Welcome your calls for him. Coming up on What's on Your Mind at BSC Today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices now with a 2011 K-Science Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow today on What's on Your Mind. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I'm going to. Mike Lindell, the founder, who's become a friend of the program, is undertaking some significant surgery related to getting rid of some cancer. in the coming days. So please keep Mike in your prayers. He's a good prayer warrior, and he'd appreciate that. Obviously, never fun to do something like that. So do that. And maybe, I know it would get him out of the hospital bed and recovering very quick. It'd be robust pillow sales, because the guy just loves the fact that they continue to sell more and more pillow. What is it, 25 million now or some ridiculous number? I mean, they just keep selling huge amounts of pillows. And, of course, it's a Minnesota company. It was made going to fairs in North Dakota and Minnesota and Iowa and the region, so it's a pretty cool story. For a limited time right now, you use the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028, and you get to take advantage of the Mike 4-Pack Special. This is the March National Sleep Awareness Special. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. 50% off plus free shipping for orders over $100. 800-506-9028. Continuing our conversation from Bismarck State College today for UAS Day. Any UAS questions? We'll have a couple of experts throughout the program. Text them in at 701-367-2054. We'll get them answered for you. And here's one for our guest, George Kirov. George is Vice President and General Manager for Commercial UAS Solutions for Harris Corporation. And it's Alan saying, I'd like to hear a summary of regulations on private use of drones in North Dakota. And you could be forgiven if you don't know the regulations for private use because you're on the commercial side. But in general, is that a question a lot of states are wrestling with right now?
Yes, Scott, absolutely. Actually, regulation, it was only yesterday, the Federal Aviation Administration actually published a very important report saying that regulation is going to be the number one, the most important factor determining how quickly this industry is going to grow. But when it comes to private use, today you can do it one of two ways. You can either do it as something what the regulation describes as your hobbyist, and you're pretty much free to buy a particularly small vehicle aircraft, and you can fly it. You're pretty free to do that. There's a set of constraints you can do it, but the whole idea is to make it easy for people to enjoy this kind of fun activity, your hobbies, you enjoy your hobby. If you have a bit more serious, more commercial intention, there is a rule that the FAA passed last summer called 107 that actually allows to use bigger drones in a commercial environment. And now you're seeing real estate people do inspections, bridges, homes, roadways, environments, and so forth. So there are ways to do it today. And the next step of the regulation will be allowing drones to be used commercially on a very broad scale. But as a person, you can do it today.
Interesting. What would Harris do in North Dakota? What would the kind of technology would you be working on here?
So Harris, we're a big partner to the Federal Aviation Administration. We provide a lot of solutions there, and so naturally we're very focused on what we call the high-end commercial market. We are not too far away from a world when larger vehicles, aircrafts, are going to fly and do a lot of useful things. So we're developing navigation solutions, air traffic management solutions. There'll be hundreds of thousands, even millions, they face us in 10 years plus. So we're very focused on the future. How can you make this safe and efficient and low cost? You have hundreds of thousands of these vehicles flying, doing agricultural jobs, safe police safety jobs, and so forth. But we're working with the University of North Dakota, SDNU, the test sites to innovate exactly this area, innovation and air traffic management.
And what do you see this growing to? I mean, is this you talk about that space taking off the way it is? What could this become in North Dakota? Harris's role in North Dakota? I mean, 5 people, 100 people?
Oh, we're very excited. Of course, everything depends on the regulation and how quickly, as the FAA says that, the industry is going to grow. But no, we're making investments. We're bringing a lot of talent. We're bringing our technologies and intellectual property here. And we have similar partners doing that with us on the public side as well as private enterprise. So we are committed to investing and growing here.
Great to meet you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Look forward to learning more about what you're doing here. Thanks a bunch, George.
Very excited to be here.
George Kirov with Harris, another one of the major companies doing business in North Dakota because of the UAS space, because of this welcoming environment, of this active effort to attract this space here. So more of those folks coming throughout the program. Let's go to Andrew in Jamestown, who has a question on a healthcare topic. Go ahead, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Scott, thanks. Hey, Scott, thanks for taking my call. Morning, Ted. Hey, I was just calling to see your thoughts on this. It depends on what news media you listen to. And it's kind of interesting because it's almost like a replay of the election. Everybody's saying, depending on, again, who you listen to, I listen to CNN, but they're thinking, no, there's not enough votes. And then you get guys like John Henninger are saying, yeah, I think this thing's going to pass. I don't know. The part that bugs me the most is the whole buzzwords that are going around with part of the deal and all this nonsense. Who's he trying to sell this to anyway?
Who is who trying to sell it to?
I guess Trump. Donald kind of gives me the impression like he's trying to sell it rather than actually getting the work done. Does that make any sense?
No, because, you know, when you say sell it, you obviously getting the job done and selling it are part of the same thing. So his number one goal is to fulfill his campaign promises, which were to repeal and replace Obamacare, right? And obviously a lot of the policy wonky, you know, X's and O's is done in Congress, done by Paul Ryan and the shops up there with the House and the Senate. So now he has said, okay, there's the plan. You know, a few people over here didn't like this part of the plan. A few people over here didn't like that part of the plan. Trump says, all right, guys, get over here and listen to them and listen to them. And if enough people are persuaded that they've been listened to, then they change their mind and they improve the product. And then, you know, they say, I'll be a yes vote. So it's sausage making. You know, that's what we're watching.
Can I just throw this out here? And I know you got limited time, so I'll be real quick. But isn't that kind of thinking that got us in this situation anyways? I mean, let's roll this out. Let's roll this out. Let's roll this out. Let's make this happen. Let's make this happen. Let's make this happen. And then all of a sudden, now we've got this big, humongous mess. My perception, of course. But it just seems to me like...
Yeah, no, I mean, the process, I agree with you. The challenge is that, you know, as soon as you say, here's our plan, everybody picks it apart before you've rolled it out. So that's why I think you kind of hold it till the last minute. I think they did a lot of work on the plan. We just didn't know a lot about it. And I think they got to go in there and they got to ring the key bells. But there's enough people involved. Here's the difference where I have comfort. Donald Trump, you know, talked very critically, understandably, about Obamacare, the entire campaign. He knows what doesn't work. So he is leading the effort to say, it can't be that. It better be something that's a market-based solution and go in and get it done, guys. Get it done. And I think also the vast majority of the Republicans doing this think very differently than the Democrats, who really's main, their main goal, in my mind, Andrew, was single payer. I mean, they wanted a European-style healthcare system that fits their worldview. So thankfully we don't have people that are doing that this time. But I'm glad you're engaged to the level you are on the process. And the process isn't fun, but the main outcome matters. And I think Trump's a great deal maker. The main outcome has to be what we thought it would be. There's no doubt about it when we get done. Galen and Bismarck, let me squeeze you in here quick before the break. You're up on what's on your mind. Galen gone? Now I hear you, Galen. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I have a couple things. Can someone there define to me world war, what that involves? Reading in the morning's paper, Bismarck Tribune, on page 2, it appears that there's a 68-nation coalition that Secretary Rex Tillerson is calling for new ideas and more people to fight the war on terror in Iraq City and Mosul, for example. And how many nations or what really is involved for making this, or calling this a world war instead of a war on terrorism?
Yeah, I think it is a world war. I mean, the terror is being inflicted worldwide. We saw it yesterday in London. Appreciate the call.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On your mind, we're Bismarck State College today for UAS Day for the Department of Commerce. Texter says, did anyone else see anything about the Maryland rape case by the illegals on ABC, NBC, or CBS? How sad is that? That earlier caller, I forget, where was Andrew from? Jamestown? Andrew from Jamestown had said, you know, you watch one channel and they say, healthcare reform is going to pass. You watch another and say, no way, no, it's not going to. You know, that's what's going on. That's the swamp. That's the swamp. When you hear somebody talking about draining the swamp, that is the swamp. That's what's going on. And really, you've got the opposition party and the opposition media. And that story is so horrific. It's just awful. And all you need to do is just examine the facts. It doesn't mean that every illegal that is here does that. I don't want them here, but it happens. And there is a crowd, a public, a politically correct crowd that, you know, just want to absolutely shout down anybody that even tries to raise that issue. It's just factually there. You're right. Needs to be covered. One of the many things happening in the news. Anyway, we're talking UASs and lots of other stuff today, and welcome other calls, questions, and comments. For our next guest, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Hello, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be here at UAS Day.
What did you tell the folks here to kick things off?
Oh, we like to celebrate our successes and also, you know, and also discuss the state's commitment to this industry. It's the perfect example of matching new technologies, cutting edge technology, with our strengths as a state, with our energy, with our ag, with our research institutions, with our wide open spaces. It's just a perfect example of how we can move the needle and propel our economy forward into the 21st century. It's very exciting. Very exciting to see all this private sector activity, these large multinational companies here in North Dakota, because it's the best place to do this type of testing and get these technologies off the ground. Very exciting.
What's the argument to these mega companies? We just talked to George Kirov from Harris, and they're very excited about this. And there's a major, major player in the commercial technology realm. You know, I mean, they're dealing with they're the supplier to the FAA, right, and all their technology. Yeah. They're pretty excited about North Dakota. But companies like that come down the pike, what's our case to them that, hey, do it here rather than California or New York or anywhere else?
Well, we have the UAS test site. We have the cutting-edge UAS test site, which is amazing to think that we as North Dakotans are leading in something like this, but we are. And there's some reasons for it, and some of them are things we didn't look at as strengths. We looked at them as challenges or devastating circumstances, such as Air Force Base with being used at far less than capacity up in Grand Forks, with airspace that's not utilized because of lack of population, lack of flights, decreasing number of flights. lack of population in general, unpopulated areas, guess what? Those are absolute strengths for testing this type of technology. And so the UAS test site is the way for the state, through the Commerce Department contract with the FAA, to be able to test this new technology, interface with the various different military organizations, the military suppliers, the FAA, the NASA even. I mean, all these different governmental agencies all come together and operate through the U.S. test site, communicate through the test site. And that's available here in North Dakota, and these companies know it, that this is the best place to do this type of testing. So, for instance, there's a new initiative coming out of high-level government worried about drone security, and you're talking about East Coast, West Coast, and then where do we go in the middle of the country? One of the leading opportunities is for them to end up coming here for this testing. And because of what we have at the UAS test site, because of the ability to fly beyond visual line of sight within 60 miles of Grand Forks Air Force Base, it'll be coming soon, as soon as we get the radar interface funded and approved and put in place in Grand Forks. It truly is cutting edge of what's happening here in North Dakota.
He mentioned also that North Dakota was, so friendly from a regulatory standpoint, so friendly from, we'll help you figure that, get you set up in business and get you rolling and connect you with the right people. And, it's like much more welcoming, it sounded like to me. And he's also saying regulation is the deal breaker, right? Either there's going to be regulation that kills the industry, or there's going to be regulation that says, okay, go do what you need to do to test the boundaries and go build this a little bit. So do we have work to do statewide just to continue to stay ahead of that?
Well, and I think what they refer to as regulatory is that we have a business-friendly environment here, and yes, we have a small enough place so we all talk and we're on the same team and we're doing a lot more with less money. These are all things that we can do in North Dakota, but the regulatory fear is from the FAA itself, I believe, and from the federal level. When you start to have people concerned about drones carrying weapons, drones dropping grenades, that this is happening in the Middle East. I mean, so the military is on the front edge of this, of seeing what's happening in warfare with small drones, the small drones that we can buy in stores. I mean, these things are actually delivering what they call payload in the Middle East in the war zones. And so these concerns could force the FAA and the federal government to tighten up on security within the airspace. And so these companies are trying to be able to utilize what's available now for the military with this technology to be able to go into the private sector. And we have the buyers ready to go, whether it's Xcel Energy, whether it's pipeline companies, and all of the various different ag information type uses. I mean, the end buyers are ready to go with this type of technology. It's just that there's a regulatory issue. We're at an in-between stage of how do you let these things fully integrate into the airspace. Does the FAA and the air traffic controllers and that existing system have to watch all of these? The number of drones that are even registered are so far exceeding airplanes that it boggles the mind of the regulators. And so this is what the testing has to happen here to figure out how to make sure these are safe, to make sure that they're not getting in the way of airplanes and passenger planes.
How do you see this playing out from the standpoint of what role this, I understand this is, a lot happening fast and got a great deal of promise because of the test site, but it's in the technology bucket, if you will. We have an ag bucket here. We have an energy bucket here for sure. But does UAS put, the technology bucket on equal footing with those other two at some point?
Well, I was just thinking about it as I was listening to the NDSU and UND present, Scott, and I don't know how to say this except that it's not really, it's its own bucket. It's not, this is a transformative technology, but it's also the next step in transportation. It's like the next step in, the airplane was a, really moved the needle forward, right? I mean, this is taking technology and transportation and offsetting things like people physically driving in their vehicles to inspect infrastructure, and now you can fly an unmanned, flying a toy airplane, basically, to go do this work for you. I mean, this is something that's technology, transportation, security, military, ag, energy, all of it is all wrapped into one, and there's a technology backbone to it, obviously. But yes, this is like its own industry, its own. There's a reason that they say Grand Forks is like Detroit from 100 years ago with the automobiles coming into being. I mean, it's actually being led in Grand Forks, if you can believe it.
Yeah,
it's like a new industry.
Think about it. When, the Wright brothers were out testing things and getting it going at some of what they're doing with a couple of, companies at Grand Sky. Pretty amazing.
Exactly.
How is North Dakota's economy doing in your view?
Well, I can tell you in the West, it's on the upswing, and I don't see a lot of headlines about it west of or east of Highway 85, but what's happening is the rig counts are 50% more than what they were a year ago. I mean, a year ago was the pit of pricing despair out there, and the 2016 budgets for the energy operators in the West were indicative of that. So that slowed down activity immensely. A lot of their budgets have been restored to you know, some of them levels of what they had seen in the 13-14 type era. Some of these companies have more people hired for fracking than they did in 2012-13-14 type levels. And so the activity is coming back. They've got authorization to hire. Now we're into that workforce challenge already. We've got some companies looking to hire as many as 500 people, and they can't get people to show up at the career fairs. And so there's starting to be the poaching happening again where the DOT is having a hard time hiring people in the West because the truck driving jobs are coming back. And so we're back into that workforce development point. But the good thing is that the companies have figured out how to make it work in this $45 to $55 oil range that we have, and they've got budget to do work again in 2017, so you're seeing quite an uptick in the West. It's going to help with the occupancy in the hotels and the apartments, and basically there was still very low unemployment out West, so it's a matter of where do the people come from. So huge challenge ahead for our administration, and the governor's on top of it, the new Commerce Director Jay Shuler's on top of it. This is something we're talking with industry already about, workforce retention, recruitment. We're right back to that. It's almost a deja vu feeling. The only good thing that I can say is that we've got a lot more capacity in not only in the West, but in Minot, Bismarck, Dickinson, Williston, Watford. There's a lot more places to live this go around if there's that type of need for the 10, 20,000 type of new jobs and that many people to move into the state. There's a lot better equipped to handle new residents, but we know it's not any much easier on the workforce recruitment and retention, and we've got to get after that now.
It's a good problem, but it is a problem.
Yeah,
right?
It is. In every
sector.
Without employees, that these companies can't utilize that budget and create new business and new wealth and what the legislature is hoping for, new tax revenues. You know, desperately needing to get back to a little bit more normalcy on that. But they need the employees to be able to do the work.
And our friends at MBI Energy were telling us, you know, every position is revenue. Every hire is revenue. So if you can't find the person to fill the slot, you turn away revenue.
Right.
So you're not utilizing a budget, just like you're talking about. So
right.
That's why it's important for that's one company.
Yep.
You know, and that can be repeated across the board. That's why they're doing all kinds of outreach and meet MBI events and job fairs and everything else. And I think all of us as North Dakotans, and you know, whether you're in Wahpeton or whether you're in you know, Grafton or Grand Forks, Fargo, or you know, the Jamestowns, the Valley Cities, the Oaks, wherever you are. You know, this is a great place to live. There's a lot of great things to do.
Yep.
You know, pick your industry. Is it a UAS thing? Is it a technology thing? Is it the oil and gas industry? Is it agriculture? Is it, you know, manufacturing?
Is it tech on the Red River Valley? I mean, it's exciting time to be here. And the economies in the Red River Valley didn't really have the dip, and neither did Bismarck, you know, but it's something where those economies take off a little bit, and they, you know, they have some growth from energy expansion. And if we'd see some kind of a bump in egg prices, that helps the whole state, obviously. You know, and I don't know if there's not a lot of optimism there yet. You know, but we, you know, we know is that once the prices are down, all we know is they'll come up at some point. But the egg is not seeing a lot of optimism yet. But there's a lot of positive happening otherwise.
Short break, back with more, brought to you today in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford stays with us for another segment. If you have a question or comment, that's certainly welcome today on the program. Speaking of that great economy, I'm just looking at some of the numbers from the lignite industry. 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million annually in taxes going into the state coffers. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it.
Thank you.
She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
Aubrey is here from InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, and we're going to talk about precision fit meeting space. What does that exactly mean?
Well, with precision fit meeting spaces, Herman Miller has done a lot of global research as far as conference rooms and boardrooms, and we're finding that with the large boardrooms or a 10-plus person conference room, these spaces are getting underutilized. And so what Herman Miller has done is they've done some research where they put sensors underneath the actual chair in the conference room and then test it out to see how often those chairs get used. And most of the time in a 10-person conference room, only 3 to 4 of those chairs are actually being used. And so real estate, you're taking up a large space where you could possibly have 2 to 3 meeting rooms in place of that large conference room or boardroom. And then these 3 to 4-person rooms or huddle rooms would be used more frequently for meetings and more functional for the meeting. It almost takes away the stigma or the intimidation of a boardroom. And so people in these smaller spaces are finding that they feel more comfortable and they're collaborating and they're engaged more in the activity of the meeting.
Custom design, precision fit meeting space for your business. All it takes is a call to InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at interofficefargo.com. That's interofficefargo.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, chatting with the one and only Lieutenant Governor. We only have one, Brent Sanford. On What's on Your Mind today on the program, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to ask you a little bit about the legislative session. And you know, we're getting to the point where we can see the end of the finish line and the date on the calendar when those 80 days will be used up, or a few short of that.
70.
That's true. They held 10 back. That's right. I forgot that.
They're attempting. Let's see.
What is your assessment? How's it going?
Well, I think every session is different, and obviously it depends on what are the major bills that are being brought forward. But the thing about this one is obviously budget cutting instead of having funds available that we have the last few sessions. And so that's been the theme of this one, you know, is where can we... The legislature's talking about reinventing government. The governor's office is talking about reinventing government. How can we have the same or better results and spend less money? And so that's been the theme through all the different all the different agencies and elected offices and through the, you know, the appropriations are trying to balance the books at the very end.
Did the Burgum administration have the time necessary to, you know, sort of roll up the sleeves and say, here's a blueprint for reinventing government, or was it, are we in the early stages of that?
Well, obviously, just time-wise, it's early stages, but I mean, the word is out. The word was out through the primary, through the general election, and through the early part of the administration. I mean, right away, started meeting with cabinet officials and just talking through this, and it was, you know, everybody knew the budget situation. So actually, with the governor's concept of reinventing government, doing more with less, making sure that we're being, you know, good stewards of the taxpayers' funds. You know, this is the perfect time to bring that out in this type of budget environment. I mean, this is something, these conversations would have been had anyway.
And you're getting the flexibility you need to continue going forward once the session is done with the reinvention?
Well, the flexibility is always is a interesting word. I mean, it's something where in the appropriation process, there's line items approved, there's budgets approved with the salary and wages and the operating expenses. And within that, I mean, There's not a lot of fungibility between agencies, between departments, like you might if it was your own business per se. And so this is something where we'll have to work with the agency heads and the elected offices, et cetera, of how we collaborate and work together, try to break down some of those silo walls. But as far as fungibility of the budgets, that remains to be seen. You know, that's not something that government accounting works really well with.
A listener asked me to ask you about former Governor Ed Schaefer's, the words of the texter here is ridiculous leftist comments about the constitutional carry legislation. Did you see those?
I did. It's something where the governor has to get this bill on his desk, which is not, people don't quite understand that once the last chamber passes the bill, it doesn't just fly down to the governor's office. We expect to get the bill today. And it's something where the people have spoken, the legislature, both chambers have spoken. People are asking if this is a correlation to the South Dakota situation, looking at some other, you know, this has been an issue around various different states during this cycle. And I can tell you a lot of these bills are different. They're not all the same. Legislators don't go to a national convention and bring the same exact bill through every state. And the political situation is different in every state. We've been getting a lot of outreach from people saying, you know, wanting to make sure we're signing the bill type of outreach. And it's something where I think the governor's made it clear on his stance. I think everybody will be pleased as we move forward through these issues. There's more bills coming as well.
If you had a vote, would you vote for it?
I don't have to make that call yet.
It seems like to me in North Dakota that
no,
makes good sense. I haven't had a chance to talk to Ed, but I'm going to say, Ed, what do you have, you somebody put something in your cornflakes that day, or what the heck happened?
In all seriousness, Scott, I mean, I was, you know, part of being lieutenant governor, being president of the Senate, you're in the Senate chamber, you're hearing the debate, and Senator Armstrong did a really good job of explaining how this is basically not even replacing, but it's very similar to our Class 2 license, where it's an open book test. You know, we're very open to Second Amendment rights here. Actually, Senator Hogue mentioned our state constitution is more open than the Second Amendment. I mean, this is something where North Dakotans feel this way, always have. It's very clear in the votes coming through the chambers of the consensus there.
I appreciate the comment, the question rather, and do got an answer sort of right there. But you got to wait. So he'll have the bill today. You're saying
that's what legislative staff is saying.
First opportunity for him to sign it would be today. Doesn't mean he's going to sign it today.
First opportunity would be today, as far as we know. But this is again, it's got to go to legislative council, back to the chambers, and then come down to the office. And there's obviously 30-some bills a day, but we're specifically wanting to know, where's that one at? Is it coming today?
All right, good chatting with you as always.
You can put people's minds at ease.
Exactly right. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, our guest on the program, brought to you today in part by our friends at ndflagpoleguy.com. You've been hearing a lot about our pal Jim at ND Flagpole lately. Last week we talked to one of his happy customers. I love that conversation with the Napa store manager there, Sean Johnson. Then another one of Jim's customers called, wanted to reiterate everything that Sean said about how, hey, Jim's a man of his word, has made American-made products, loves his country, And you know what? It's starting to get warmer, so you can start thinking about maybe now's the time to get that flagpole up. ndflagpoleguy.com. Remember that, ndflagpoleguy.com. What are you waiting for? Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Shop on that website. All the products he offers. Purchase safely with PayPal. Works great. Back with more BSC after this on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.